When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And let's jump right back into the phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've never called before. But,
oh, well, thank you for calling.
I listened to you in the morning, and I heard you recommend Edaville Railroad. And my grandson is down from California with his family. He has a 7 and 8 year old. And I told my daughter how well you recommended Edaville Railroad. And so she went online. They arrived Saturday late at night. They're going back Saturday. And she said they say is that they're only open one day a week on Saturdays.
Yes, so they're no longer like a year-round park like it used to be. They open up on the weekends, and they're doing what they call their Christmas carnival nights. So what it is it's they open at 4 p.m. on Saturdays for different events throughout the summer.
So they're going to miss out.
Yeah, unfortunately. So what it is really right now, it's kind of just two people that are in charge of everything, and they have another business that they run during the week, and then they come down and they run the park on the weekends.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It'll have to be another year.
Well, you know, hopefully as Edaville keeps growing and growing and growing, maybe they'll be back to full schedules again.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim.
How are you?
Hey, you remember what it's been, is it really 8 years since 2015? Trump was a candidate he was 2015, he was talking about being a candidate. And the Secret Service started covering him. And they wanted to set up an office in Trump Tower and have it set up for communications and this and that. And they had to inspect the tower to find out if there were any dubious people living in there. And they sure enough found a guy that was wanted for Interpol. They found a casino in there. They found all sorts of, mobsters living in Trump Towers. And so rather than kick his tenants out, Trump kicked the Secret Service out. And they had to live on the street while Trump was president. You remember that?
No.
Well, it's established. If you look it up just as a Google search, Trump
Tower. Why would they have lived on the street while he was president?
Because he had so many mobsters in his buildings that the Secret Service were cramping their style. And, if you're a mobster and you want to come back in after a hit or whatever they were up to.
But was he ever at Trump Tower while he was president?
Well, that's basically why he spent all his time in Mar-a-Lago and in the White House, because he despaired that he couldn't go back because all of his mobster friends were going to be on the run. And so he basically spent the bulk of his time for the last 3 years as president in either Mar-a-Lago or in D.C. and or his other golf courses. And no, he cost us a huge amount of money. Anyway, the reason I'm asking, this attempt on his life like 2 weeks ago or whatever, he already didn't want the Secret Service near him. And so he was depending on, they weren't necessarily Blackwater, but they were like private security. You know, his MAGA crowd provide security for him, but he's such a cheapskate, he wouldn't pay them. So nobody wanted to show up at his security in his rally because they're not getting paid and they're insulted. And it's his own damn fault, his smells like.
I mean, I thought that he was asking for more manpower from the Secret Service and they didn't give it to him.
I doubt it, but because, like I say, he's got so many dirty tricks he's pulling, the Secret Service cramp his style. You know, it's like, do you put a eunuch with a deaf eunuch in the room, you know, with the king? I mean,
You're doubting it based on what you think, but there's reporting that they had actually asked for more security and they were denied. They had asked for more Secret Service protection and were denied. So you're saying what you think versus what, you know, people who are close to the situation are actually claiming.
I'm just remembering it from the long picture, because Trump hated the Secret Service because they were cramping his style. And if he's... The one thing that I might agree with you on in this, Dick Cheney figured out that if he got more and more and more death threats, he would get more and more and more Secret Service surrounding him. And so he worked it up so that his retirement pay was only like 150 grand a year or something like that. But the Secret Service surrounding him were like 30 million bucks. And so he could live off their gravy. And, Nixon also figured it out, but he only had it at like 5 to 1. I take that back. He had a half million a year in retirement, and it was a 5 million budget for the Secret Service. So every time they said something stupid or evil, they would need more Secret Service, and they would have more gravy to live on. So it's kind of, if you ever read any Voltaire, you know, you get some ideas like that.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
And 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in on that, or we can talk about some other things. We were talking in the first hour about the settlement that the city of New Bedford has reached with the MBTA for the land that was taken for the Whale's Tooth train station. Although I don't think they're calling it that. They should. I mean, imagine getting on the commuter rail in New Bedford. I mean, in Boston, heading toward New Bedford. And you're like, well, what's the last stop? Oh, Whale's Tooth? Yeah, I want to go there. That sounds cool. But anyway. When I went down there, there was no station name. I went down there yesterday to take a photo. There was no station name or anything. So hopefully they put that. That'd be fun. But the land that they took for it, they tried to pay the MBTA, made an offer of $486,000. And Mayor Mitchell fought that and said, no, it's valued at a much higher price. And the city was looking for $10 million because they had put in millions of dollars in remediation for the property, the mayor said, but they settled on $3.5 million. So the city looks at it as a win because they, you know, the city has now another $3 million from the MBTA. The Commonwealth looks at it as a win because they were able to avoid any kind of holdup there, and they didn't have to give up the $10 million that the city was looking for. So I guess everybody wins, or at least nobody loses. Sometimes that's a win in and of itself. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling in to opine on that last gentleman's, for lack of a better word, thoughts on Donald Trump. Was he asleep during the whole entire 4 years that Donald Trump was president? Our economy and everything was absolutely much better than it is now under the leadership of Democrats. He lost money in office. He didn't gain money in office like the rest of these bureaucrats and politicians have. They're crazy. The guy took a bullet for America. Have some respect. This guy acts like he doesn't know anything. He must only watch mainstream media.
Hold on. I don't think that what he said was, you know, disrespectful. What was disrespectful about what he said?
I mean, he had mobsters living in his buildings and all this other crap. I was like, where is he getting this information from? He didn't cite any of his references. I think what he does is he hears what these vicious, viscerating politicians that are trying to go after Donald Trump now, what they've been doing for the whole 4 years he was president. All these sham impeachments and trials and stuff that they've done over the years just to get him out of office, that failed. Then this time they're trying to put him in jail, that failed. And now they're trying to ruin his character, which he worked his whole entire life for the business that he has. What has these politicians done? Nothing. Look at Joe Biden, made a career and running in the Senate and becoming president and totally killed our country. Our country is horrible right now. It's being overrun by illegal immigrants. It's horrible. There's crime, there's inflation, there's everything. What have they done that was good for this country? Almost four years they've been in office. Because everybody keeps saying all the great stuff they've done. I want to know what anyone sees as being good that they've done.
So if you disagree with the current administration, you can voice. If you disagree with an administration, you can voice those concerns.
I do.
And I think that's what he was doing. I think he was voicing his concerns with Donald Trump.
True. But it would be nice if he was going on facts and not just feelings.
Well, I mean, I do think he was incorrect in the Secret Service assessment of Donald Trump's desire to have Secret Service protection. But
yeah, if that was Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or anyone else that's running for office right now in the Democratic Party, they would have been properly protected. It was Donald Trump, and they haven't done anything to keep this man safe when he was on stage that day. The only ones that kept him safe are the ones that were right in front of him, the ones that were supposed to be covering the sharpshooters. And the sharpshooter that was supposed to be covering that, this guy was just walking. They have video of the guy just like prancing around in the background. Everybody and their mother could see him, but Secret Service couldn't see him. The details that were put on by the Secret Service couldn't see this guy. It's like the most amazing thing I've ever seen before. If that was anyone else, that guy would have been shot dead as soon as they seen him with a rifle crossing the.
I think the scarier thought is that if it isn't, you know, something related to Donald Trump, and if it was just a failure of the Secret Service overall, if it could have been anybody, if that's just the lack of preparedness of the Secret Service, that's the scarier thought.
Right, and the fact that they're like not answering any questions in Congress, they've not provided them with the information that they need to properly investigate it. It all just smells like fish. Like, why are they not? Why is no one asking more questions about? Like, I know America is, but why? Why is it not being made more clear to the American people? We pay these people. Our taxes pay these people, and they're not doing anything. All of these hearings that Congress has had over the last 4 years, they do word salads. All they do is do word salads, round talk. Jen Psaki, the new one, Jean-Pierre, she don't answer questions either. They all do this word salad thing where they just circle talk and then they yell at the people they don't agree with.
I mean,
with.
Spicer and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they did the same thing.
Yeah, but at least they didn't do the same thing. They had answers.
They had lies. They stood up there and lied.
No, I don't believe that.
Sean Spicer stood there on day one and said that it was the largest inauguration ever, and the photographic evidence proves that that's not true.
The things that matter.
I think anything matters to me if you're going to stand up there and lie. How can I believe anything you're saying if you're going to lie to me about something like that?
I totally agree. So how are we to believe anything that Joe Biden says when he's had a proven record of lying about almost everything he said?
I mean, Donald Trump lies every time he opens his mouth. It sounds to me like you just want to apply what you feel toward the people that you don't like, but when it's the person that you don't like, it shouldn't have to apply.
No, I totally agree that there's a lot more Democrats that are more qualified than Kamala Harris.
Well, I mean, I don't think that that's true. I don't think that that's untrue, I should say. But that's not who is running for the office right now.
Well, actually, they're backing her.
There are more qualified Republicans to be president than Donald Trump, too. But they're not the ones who are running right now.
I don't know about all that. I've seen Donald Trump's track record for the 4 years he was in office. And anyone that's being honest could agree that this country was far better under Donald Trump than it is under Joe Biden.
I disagree, but that's all right. That's what we're here for. We can disagree. Yes. Have a good day.
I appreciate your day. You too. Bye-bye now.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And see, we can have conversations. We can have dialogues. We can have back and forth. We don't have to agree. But we can certainly call each other out on things that we think and talk through it. I was around a lot of people last weekend who are very much different than I am politically. And although we try to avoid political conversations, just because it was a vacation, let's kind of get away from that. When everything's happening in the news, you really can't get away from it, and it becomes the topic of conversation. But we were able to have back and forth dialogue, and if it starts to get a little bit, you know, where we reach an impasse, just change the subject. Talk about something different. When I came on the radio, when I came into this time slot, a lot of people would call up and complain. All you talk about is ghosts and sandwiches. And you talk about things that don't matter. Well, sometimes that's a good thing to talk about. Sometimes it's a good thing to talk about something that doesn't get your blood boiling to start the day. And also, I talked to people at 50s night who said, you know what, when I first started listening to you, I didn't agree with anything you said. And I couldn't stand listening to you. And now, a year later, I still don't agree with you, but at least I have a better idea where you're coming from. And that's what conversations can do. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to change your mind, you're not going to change mine. But at least we can have a dialogue about it. And here's the other thing that I will keep reiterating to folks. What I think and what I believe doesn't matter to anybody but me. So there's nothing that I'm saying here that's influencing. And if you are influenced in your political decisions by what you hear from me, then you've got to do a little bit better research yourself. That's not good enough. Take my word on things like food, maybe some movies, music, things like that. But when it comes to who you're going to vote for, that's your decision to make yourself, and that's your decision to figure out on your own. But that doesn't mean that we can't talk about the issues and go back and forth on things. 508-996-0500. Let me take a call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Boy, you bring out the worst in me, Mr. Weinberg. You know that?
You are the very definition of somebody I can disagree with and still get along with.
Yeah, you can laugh. Let me tell you, you're more far left than I ever thought you were. You're not going to change. I know that. I called you a commie so many times. You still are. It's beyond me. How can you endorse Kamala Harris? And I only said her name right for you. And it's only going to be that one time.
You did a great job, though. You should say it like that all the time. You did it very well.
Listen, I'm not going to do it again. Okay? But out of respect for your show, I said it right one time, and it was a struggle for me. Okay? Now, this thing about Kamala.
I can't hold it, and I gotta laugh. I'm sorry. Okay,
look,
go ahead.
I know a lot of things bother you, and when I say things, I know you have to comment, and I understand because it's your right to do that. But when she was with that married man, I don't care how long they were separated. Marriage is marriage, whether you're together or not. You get a divorce, and then you can go tramping around. No woman needs to be sleeping with another woman's husband. I don't care if they've been separated for 100 years. You're still married in the eyes of God. She did that, and now everybody knows about it. It's disgusting. If you were, when you were married, if you fooled around on your wife, that's adultery. It's being unfaithful. And that right there is enough for me with her. I could never vote for her just for
but
that.
But that's a moral application that doesn't apply to everybody. Some people have open marriages.
Of course, everybody. It goes for everybody. I'm not just talking about her. Listen, I think she's a very pretty woman. She could have any man she wanted. There was no need for her to be with an older man who was already married with three children. That's disgusting, and now it's out in the open.
His children were adults.
I would never run for office. Never,
his children were adults never, when they dated.
Never. But you know what? That's only one thing. Look at, she hasn't done anything good. Now she's already saying what she's already going to be doing when she wins, which we know she's not going to win. You should not be wasting your vote. You need to be voting for Donald Trump because you know that he would get the country back the way it should be. That's the least you can do this once. You know he can't run again. He's not gonna. He'll be too old, if not already. But he still has his mind. And I'm glad that,
debatable,
that Biden's no longer there. I don't hate Biden. I know he's not well. It's not his fault anymore. So I don't blame him. But Obama is behind that curtain, just like in The Wizard of Oz. He's behind that curtain, and he's going to control Kamala. He's going to control her. So what's going to happen to our country if she really gets in, Mr. Weisberg? Don't you have any sympathy at all for America?
I do. That's why I'm going to vote for her.
You know, I've told you in the past, and I've tried to control myself, because I've told you to pack your bags, move to China. I will help you to pack. I hate to see that happen, but you don't sound like an American lately. You really don't. Come on now. Come on.
Well, that's a very un-American statement to say.
What is?
To say that I can't have my opinions, that I'm un-American if I think
you
differently than you?
You have your opinions. You're always telling me your opinions. But your opinions go against everything that's good for America.
In your opinion.
I know you're going to vote for Donald Trump. You don't want to put it out here. I know that. You're a strong-willed guy. You're not going to admit it. But I know that when you go to vote, you're voting for Donald Trump.
I promise you, more than anything in the world, I will not be voting for Donald Trump in November.
Then you'll be voting for Kamala.
That's three times. I'm very proud of you, Mary.
Have a good day.
You as well. And I think she earned one today.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we will take more of your phone calls coming up, 508-996-0500. You can also use the app chat option and the open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We really like though when you call in, because then we can go back and forth like we've been doing. So be ready with your thoughts if you want to call in. But also do me a favor. I meant to mention this when that previous person had called, the woman a few callers ago. You got to turn your radio down when you call in though. I was a little bit lost in that conversation, kind of hearing myself echo back at me. So just make sure you bring that down. But now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt, who is going to update you on everything that's going on.
Harris putting the pressure on for a Trump debate. Trump blasting social media for restricting info tied to his assassination. And California drivers among the most aggressive.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Harris continuing to apply pressure toward former President Trump for a debate.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk.
At a rally in Atlanta on Tuesday, Harris saying that momentum in the race is shifting and that Trump won't debate despite him and running mate J.D. Vance having a lot to say about her. Harris also went on to call out Trump on immigration, saying she'll put her record against his any day. She also referenced Trump's criminal convictions, noting she's been dealing with people like him for her entire career. According to reports, Harris will campaign at six battleground states next week with her running mate, who she's expected to announce by August 7th. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance calling the Kamala Harris candidacy a coup during a rally in Reno.
14 million Democrats voted for Joe Biden in the primary. Now the Democrat Party bosses believed his poll numbers were too bad, and they're going to install Kamala Harris as their new nominee, a person who has not received a single vote for president.
Vance has also been discussing the early ups and downs of his rollout for the vice president position. In an interview with NBC News, Vance said he doesn't think he has disappointed Donald Trump since he was selected as his VP pick. The acting director of the Secret Service says he's ashamed of the security breach that led to the recent Trump shooting. Secret Service officials were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday over the July 13th assassination attempt, and acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe said the agency has rolled out new procedures to prevent future security lapses. Trump, meanwhile, accusing Facebook and Google of restricting content related to his assassination attempt. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump claimed the tech giants made it virtually impossible to find pictures or anything related to the shooting and accused the companies of trying to help rig the 2024 election. This comes after Facebook acknowledged it mistakenly censored the image of Trump raising his fist following the shooting earlier this month. A post sharing the image was mistakenly flagged as misinformation. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Biden administration is announcing another round of student debt relief. The Department of Education says beginning tomorrow, it'll start emailing borrowers who have at least one outstanding federal student loan to let them know about upcoming relief. The department says it's the latest effort to help millions of borrowers struggling with debt. The U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike Tuesday in Iraq against a base used by Iran-aligned militias. Iraqi authorities report four people were killed and four others injured. The U.S. says the strike was aimed at militants planning to use drones to attack American forces. Boar's Head is expanding its recall of deli meats linked to a listeria outbreak to include another 3,500 tons of poultry products and ready-to-eat meat. That's in addition to 103 tons recalled last week. At least 34 people have gotten sick in 13 states, including two deaths. And California drivers are among the most aggressive you'll encounter on U.S. roadways. That's according to a recent study by Forbes, which gave California commuters the top spot. The study looked at the frequency of different types of aggressive behavior behind the wheel, such as tailgating, cutting people off, and blocking other drivers from merging.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Mariners last night, 10-6. Another game with Seattle at Fenway Park this afternoon. First pitch at 4:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Ray out there with cloudy skies, temperature in the mid-70s, plenty of humidity in place, and that will be the case throughout the rest of today and through the next few days. The chance for showers, get that rain gear handy. This afternoon, a slight chance for a thunderstorm or two and showers, temperatures in the upper 70s. Low 70s overnight tonight, chance for showers and patchy fog. The sun returns tomorrow into Friday. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome back in. And if you missed the news, we do have the story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that they did find a positive sample of West Nile virus in some mosquitoes collected in the Hicks Logan neighborhood of New Bedford. Nothing to really worry about, but obviously you should already be taking precautions against mosquitoes. And there's some suggestions in the story there to help you with that. But one of the big precautions that you can take if you're concerned about West Nile, Triple E, both of which have been detected in the area so far this year, only in mosquitoes, no human cases. Just want to point that out. But if you are concerned and you don't want to become one of those human cases, or if you're worried about pets, or if you just are annoyed by mosquitoes when you're outside in the yard, well, the Backyard Dream Team of Mosquito Squad and Lawn Squad is here. Lawn Squad has your lawn fertilization and weed control needs covered. You can sign up now and receive one free fertilizer application plus a free insect control app. Then get the yard ready for entertaining significantly with protective barrier treatments from Mosquito Squad that will significantly reduce both mosquitoes and ticks. And for some people, ticks is an even bigger concern than mosquitoes. So you can enjoy your summer nights, whether you need pest control, outdoor pest control that really works, or a dependable lawn care team, they've got a squad for that. Call 774-202-5875. That's 774-202-5875 for a quote. Or find Mosquito Squad and Lawn Squad on Google and mention that you heard them on WBSM. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
There you are. There you are. Okay, I got you.
What happened to you, Tim?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay, you know. Hey, I was going to make kick out of that lady that was getting all over you about you wanting to vote for Kamala. Tell me something, Tim. What is it about these people that call? It's like, you can't vote who you want to vote for. You have to vote for who they want.
Well, I think from Mary's perspective, and not to speak to her, but I think she was kind of looking at it more from a perspective of, you know, how could you want to vote for somebody other than Donald Trump? You know, I don't think it's necessarily telling me that I can't vote for who I want to vote for. I just don't think that she understands how anybody could want to vote for someone other than him.
Unreal. I just thought, what's this fascination or this hatred for China? I'm always hearing her say that. China. You might as well go live in China.
I mean, China has had some questionable practices going all the way back to stealing intellectual property for the last 30 years. I mean, there's been a lot of things that have made it so that, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to live there. And I'm certainly not going to move there because Mary told me to.
But you know, Tim, for the beginning of the last 100 years, you know, United States and China go back and forth with, you know, stealing trade agreements from each other, being in areas in the water like Taiwan when they shouldn't be there. I mean, we need China just as much as they need us. I don't know. I don't see this hatred for China. I think that, you know, China got, what, 1.2 billion people?
I don't know. I haven't counted.
Yeah, it's like 1.2 or 1.3 billion people. And they're the only country that really scares me. I was listening on the radio station here yesterday, you know, I think it was Barry, and he was saying, we can't even defend our country if we had a war with anybody. I don't know, he read some article, and he was spouting that off. But I think we're fine, but I don't know. I don't think anybody would want to deal with China. They got more people than we have bullets.
Yeah, probably true. Right.
You know, I mean, they're very innovative people. They're committed to everything they do. I wouldn't want to get in a war with them. I just, you know, I don't think it would be good for us.
No, I'd rather find a way to work with other countries than to have, you know, conflicts with them.
Same here. And you know, I hear this all the time, you know, this hatred for China. And it's almost like, you know, they want to keep poking the bear. And I'm a Vietnam vet. The people that call in, they don't know what they're talking about. They never seen war. If they saw it, they'll probably be, their attitude would be a little different.
Well, thank you for your service.
I'll leave you with that.
Thank you for your thoughts. You have a good day.
Thank you.
And now let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. We'll get into some app chat messages, too, as well. I see those coming in. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. You know, I listening to the radio, I got a chuckle. All these Donald Trump supporters calling in and referring to Kamala Harris's past sexual exploits. when their candidate, I mean, my God, I'd keep my mouth shut. People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I mean, does anybody remember the, Donald Trump's affair with Marlo Maples, which led to his divorce with his first wife? I mean, he that affair was going on in all the magazines and everything for a whole year before he finally filed for divorce. I mean, she was a woman. Marlo Maples was like 30 years younger than him. And, I mean, do they really want to go down that road?
Even if that even if that wasn't, how can I put this? Even if that was something that Ivana Trump had accepted, you know, okay, that's what happened in their marriage. How is that any different than what happened in, you know, with the Browns' marriage? It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to go down that road. I mean, Donald Trump has a long-standing reputation of being sort of like a Lothario. I mean, his current wife is also much younger than him, and he dumped Marlo Maples as soon as he could. It's crazy to go down that road. I mean, this guy, there were Miss America pageant members who complained about Donald Trump walking into their dressing room when he used to host the Miss America pageant at his casino down there in Atlantic City. And a couple of them filed harassment suits against him because he used to walk into their dressing room while they were changing up and everything, and he had no business being in there. I mean, this guy... Please don't go down that road, because your candidate has got a worse reputation with the, you know, his
behavior. And here's the other part of it, too. Whatever goes on in your marriage really doesn't have any effect on whether or not you can run the country for either candidate.
No, and I feel the same way about Donald Trump. This is not relative to their actual political philosophy. Neither is Kamala Harris's... you know, her past sexual exploits, it's not something I want to get into. I want to judge the candidates on their political philosophies, not this garbage.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. And unfortunately, and I'm not saying that this is, you know, related to the callers and their opinions, but it does, things like that do end up mattering to people who can't go on the policies and the ideologies alone. People who get wrapped up in the cult of personality for any candidate, that they don't know about the substance. That's a little bit beyond their reach, beyond their scope. So they align themselves with the characteristics instead. And I think you have a lot of voters for both who are doing the same thing. You probably have a lot of people who are going to vote for Kamala Harris because they're like, oh, look, it's a woman. Or, oh, look, it's a woman of, you know, different minority heritage or whatever it may be. And they don't know about her policies. And if they did know about her policies, then maybe they might not agree with them. So it's hard to find, you know, a country full of people, you know, tens of millions of voters who can vote on just the issues alone. 508-996-0500. And let's see, what time is it? I can take one more call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right.
You know, I'm listening to your program, you know, and, you know, both, everybody's bringing marriages into this and all that stuff. My concern is, who threw the first rock about somebody's past? You know, was it the Republicans or was it the Democrats? So the way people should look at this is, everybody does a lot of things in their marriages. Nobody's an angel. Okay? So who threw the first rock? We know everybody out here knows that they all had baggage about that. So who threw the first rock?
I don't even remember.
Excuse me?
I don't even remember who threw the first rock.
Well, that's the part that everybody's going to defend, you know? And I love when Mary gets on you. Tim, don't take this as anything. There's a lot of people that want to get at you. But Mary does it in a nice way.
Well, I mean, it might not always be nice on the radio, but we still get along fine.
Right. No, I understand. But see, everybody's talking about both their past. Who threw the first rock?
And really, none of it matters.
No, I know that. See, I've always voted, and I'm 73 years old, and I always voted for who I believed had my morals, what I believe in the candidate. Okay? Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But who threw the first rock? Everybody knew everybody's past, so everything is out the window. Depends who threw the first rock. That's what people should look at first.
All right.
So you have a nice day.
You as well. And yeah, I'm going to take a break here. Before I do that, let me just read a couple of app chat messages. DSY said, you know, kind of the same lines as the caller. Ask Mary, was it all right to run around with Stormy Daniels? Well, I mean, as the caller pointed out, you know, Trump cheated on Ivana with Marla Maples. And that's true. I mean, I remember reading about that in the Inquirer as it was going on, you know, parading around with her. And then, of course, the Stormy Daniels situation. So Deb in Mattapoisett says, good morning, Tim. Our economy is booming. Infrastructure is actually happening in this country, and it has nothing to do with Trump. It was Joe Biden who brought us back from the hell of COVID. How quickly these Trumpers forget they can't deal with the truth because they have been told lies by the greatest con man who ever lived. And I would argue with, you know, one of your points there, Deb, that he's not the greatest con man that ever lived. There's got to be people who fooled more people than he did, because many of us see through the con. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Couple of quick things. One, I hung a sign up in the studio that says it's a picture of a comma and then la. So hopefully that helps. Comma la. It's over your head, Phil. Phil's like looking at me. He can't hear me. Oh, you can't hear me? But you just are like, what are you talking about? No, you can't see it. It's in this room. And then another thing I wanted to let you know. We were talking earlier about the Kalmar-Nikel. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. But anyway, the tall ship that was going to be passing through the canal. I was following along with it. It looks like it's just about fully through the canal. So if you're planning on heading down there, well, you're not going to see it in the canal. You'll have to keep going all the way down to Provincetown, because that's where it's going to be docking at McMillan Pier. It'll be there for 11 days. And for 10 of those days, you can actually go and ride it. Well, I shouldn't say ride it. Sail on it. So you can find out more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, if tall ships are your thing. Other people would say, I don't know how I feel about being on the water in one of those. It was built in 1997. It's not from the 1600s. However, it was built to be an actual replica. So also, one other quick thing that I will remind you of is if you are interested in entering to win tickets to see either New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, and DJ Jazzy Jeff, which is happening on August 10th at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, or if you want to enter to win tickets to see Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland, that is happening the same day, Saturday, August 10th, at TD Garden in Boston. We have tickets to both of those up for grabs at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. So go ahead and enter either one of those or both, depending. You can't win both, but you can certainly enter both. And you might be going to see one of those shows. Part of Tim's Tickets all summer long, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Let's take a phone call, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, so quick question. Mm-hmm. The borders are, you know, VP Harris, what grade would you give her if you had to give her a grade on how she did?
On that particular issue?
Yeah, just the border. Her being in charge of the border, that was going to be her issue.
I think it has to be an incomplete, because what really got done.
Right. All right. Fair enough. Now, as far as VP pick, you saw there were like, 12 to 14, I can't remember how many presidential candidates on the Democratic side. Kamala, excuse me, was first one out. never got a vote, never got a delegate, but yet Biden chose her. Why would you have chosen VP Harris over all that other group, even our own senator here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when you are picking a vice presidential candidate, you're looking at somebody who can bring people to the ticket that you wouldn't bring on your own. And I think in that regard, she did. She brought younger voters who might have been a little bit more afraid to vote for an older white guy. So, yeah, I think she did kind of balance out the ticket for him. And that's what he was looking for with that pick.
I mean, and you know, we know what VP Harris has called, you know, 18 to 24 year olds. I don't have to repeat it, but, and I do remember Biden saying he was going to pick a woman. He said that himself. I'm picking a woman, which right out of the get-go.
I think I lost you there. Still there? Nope. Well, once, twice. All right. I'll tell you what, I will put it on hold. And then I'll take this quick break, and we'll see if we can get you back when we come back. We'll be right back. Well, it looks like the caller was unable to call back, but certainly feel free to call back in the next hour, and we can finish the conversation. In the final moment that we have here, though, you know, a lot of folks, I heard a report yesterday that it's actually getting a little harder to find jobs these days. And so that now is the time that if you are looking to get yourself a rewarding career, get the ball rolling now. And if you are thinking about becoming an EMT, train to become an emergency medical technician at National EMS Institute, the leaders in EMS education. They have an accelerated program led by knowledgeable instructors who will guide you throughout the process of obtaining certification. So you train within the classroom, but then you also get the chance to go out and learn in the industry as well. They have a hybrid course that can be done in as little as 3 weeks or up to 12 weeks. It's completely at your pace. You complete all the schoolwork online and then travel to their Carver campus for 1 week of hands-on practical training. They also have a campus in downtown New Bedford that offers six-week EMT training. If you want to find out about any of these programs or how to get the ball rolling in becoming an EMT,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.